Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are up to Daf Chaf Tesamud Beis 29b, but we are on the bottom of Daf Chaf Tesamud Aleph. And the Gemara was talking about what happens if you miss either Mashvarach Marni Geshem, Vesein Talmato Avracho, or Tachon Anton. So the Gemara goes back into that discussion. Gufa. We said previously, Amar Rabbi Tamcham Amar Yasi, Rabbi Tamcham said Nimar Yasi. Dav lo iskri gvur skisham mit kiasa mesim if someone forgot Mashvarach Matzirno, so they have to go back and say Shmon Esrei again. She'ilo Berichas Hashonim. They forgot the same Talmud Torah, so they don't need to go back and they say Chalomra with Shumayat Tefila because they're able to say it when they get it to Shumayat Tefila. They could just throw it in there and that's fine. Avdol b'chonin adas, if someone forgot a Tachon Antanu, ain machzirno so they sheyachol laomra alakos. You don't have to go back if you forgot a Tachon Antanu because you can always go and say you're back to go say Avdol alakos anyway when you get home. Mesve. We have a challenge based on Brisa. Tavlo his figures k'shem t'kasam mes machzirno. So if you got Mashiv Rach, you go back. A different Brisa tells us. Go back to the beginning from Mashiv Rach. We already know that. That's the same. But if you forgot the same Talmud Mashiv Rach over the same Rach, you have to go back to the beginning. This seems to contradict what we just said in the first Braisa. Braisa finishes. So we seem to have a stira in the Braisas. The first Braisa said, if you forgot the same Talmud Mashiv Rach, just say it in Shumayat. You know, the second Braisa says you have to go back to the beginning. Which one is it? So answers the Gemara. When you're davening by yourself, be Yechidus. Then you have to go back and say it again. But Bitzibor, if you're davening this part of a minyan, you would not need to go back. You just throw it into Shemaya Tefillah, it seems. Or you would not need to go back if you forgot Vatain Talmato Bracha. So ask the Gemara, Bitzibor, my time alone. So when you're davening with a Tzibor, with a minyan, so why do you not have to go back? Mishim Desham Mishiach Tzibor. The reason seems to be because you're going to hear it in Chazar Dashat. When the Chazan says it again, you're going to hear it and that's going to be fine. Yachi, Haim Neshi Yachal Omra. We just said the first Braisa said the reason why you don't have to go back is because you could just always add it in Shomei Tefillah. That's not the reason. The reason seems to be that you could just hear it from the Shliach Tzibor. So which one is it? How are we supposed to understand this? So answers, we want to know, now, both cases are talking about when you're davening by yourself. So how do you answer? How do you explain why one time you have to go back, one time you don't? Answers, the Gemara, V'lokasha had the Idkar Kodim Shomei Tefillah, had the Idkar. One case is talking about when you remember before Shomei Tefillah, in which case you just add into Shomei Tefillah, then you're good. The other case is when you remembered after Shomei Tefillah, in which case you would have to go back to the beginning. That's going to be the difference. Now we have another ruling by this same Amora. Amar Rabbi Tamcha, Amar Rabbi Yassi, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Tavu lo iskir shorosh chodesh ba'avoda. If someone forgot Ritzei, forgot Yalav Yavo by Ritzei, Choser La'avoda, he should go back to Ritzei. Niskar Behoda, let's see, he remembered that he forgot Yalav Yavo during Modim. So, Choser La'avoda, go back to Ritzei, and it's going to be a fun. Okay. Sim Shalom, let's say you remember that you forgot Yalav Yavo during Sim Shalom. Choser La'avoda, go back to Imsiyim, Choser La'avosh. But if you finish your davening, then go back to the beginning. Now, this ruling is qualified. Amr Chaba Breder of Acha Bar Ada. Ada Amr Siyim. Choser L'Rosh, that which we just said, that when you finish the davening, if you finish and it's too late, you have to go back to the beginning and repeat if you forgot Yalav Yavo. Lo Amran Elisha Akar Raglav. That's only talking about where you've actually taken your three steps back. Lo Akar Raglav Choser L'Avo. But if you have not yet finished your three steps back, even if you finished everything, you're about to get up to your three steps back, Choser L'Avo, you can go back to Ritzei and that would be okay. Amar Lei. Mina Lacha. How do we know this? Amar Lei. May Abba Mari Shemiali. The Abba Mari May Rav. So Rav Papa Bar. Rav Acha Bar Ada, so he was asked, where do you know this from? He asked Rav Papa, where do you know this from? And Rav Papa said, I have a tradition from my father who heard it from Rav, that's how we know this. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Hada Amran Akarago Choser L'Rosh. So now we're further qualifying this. That which we said, when you take your three steps back, you have to go back if you forgot Yalav Yav. Lo Amran Ela She'inu Ragi Lomar Tachnun Ma'achar Tefillah. So that's only when you are not normally saying things after Tefillah. This is referring to our Elokai Netzor, because technically Shemona Esrei ends after Yira Tonim Refi Vegyom Yifunach Hashem Tzuri V'Goli, after Ham V'Rech Zamo Yisrael B'Shalom. But we are accustomed to saying Elokai Netzor Lishunim Yira. That's why, let's say, Erev Yom Kippur, we start saying the whole Vidoy after that point, because that's really the end of Shemona Esrei. So when we said that you picked up your feet and took the three steps back, that is only talking about where someone does not normally say these things after davening. About Rav Yilomar Tachnun Machar Tzilas, where someone does say these, Choser La'avod, if you're still in the middle of saying those things, then you can go back to Ritzei. Ike da Amre, another version of what we just said. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Chada Amar Ki Lo Akar Ragav Choser La'avoda, that which we said that if you didn't take your three steps back, then you, sorry, as long as you have not taken your three steps back, then you go back to Ritzei. Lo Amran Ela Sharagi Lo Mar Tachnun Machar Tefillah. So this is only talking about when someone normally says these extra supplications after his tefillah. Im Eino Ragi Lo Mar Tachnun Machar Tefillah. So Choser La'avoda. But if someone never says these things, then even if he has not said taking his 2 steps back, he should still go ahead and repeat Shmona Esrei in that situation, because when you finish Shmona Esrei, it's the equivalent of taking your 3 steps back. So again, we do take our, we do say these extra supplications, we say Elokai Netzor, so as long as you have not taken the 3 steps back, then you can go back to Ritzei. Now our Mishnah said, Ha'us Tfilaso Keva, Ain't Tfilaso Tachanunim, someone who makes his Tfilah fixed, so his prayer is not genuine, so we didn't know exactly what that means. So what's that talking about? So, Rabbi Elazar Amar, Ha'us Tfilaso Keva, my Keva, what does this mean, fixed? So a few interpretations. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, anyone who sees davening like a burden, oh, I just need to get this out of the way, that's a situation, that's what it's talking about, that it's not considered a genuine prayer. Rabbanan Amrei, second chat. The Rabbanan say, Kol mi she'ino umra b'loshon tachanun, anyone who's not davening in a type of begging type of manner, asking Hashem, understanding that we're relying on Hashem, that's what it's talking about, that's not a genuine tefillah. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damrei Tarvayu, Kol she'ino yachol l'chadish padavar, that you need to keep the prayer, the tefillah fresh. You need to be able to ask for new things. You know, if you have a chola, if you have something at work, whatever it is, we should always have things to daven for, because we should understand that Hashem is in charge of every part of our life. So someone who can't go ahead and add anything new to a new davening, that is what we're talking about, that it's not a genuine prayer. Another shot. Well, first we comment on this one. Amar Abizera, Ana Yachil Nel Chadushu Bamil, so Mistafina Doma Mitzradina. So Rabbi Zera says that, really, I'm able to come up with something new every tefillah, but I'm afraid that I'm going to become confused and mess up my tefillah, so that's why I don't add it in, so it's not necessarily showing that it's not genuine. Okay, a fourth interpretation of what it means to not be a genuine tefillah. What does it mean? Tefillah Sokheva by Baravin, Rabbi Chanina Baravin, Namrei Tarvayu, Kol Sheim Ispal, Imdim Dume Cham, anyone who doesn't daven with the redness of the sun. This is referring to in the morning right after Netzachama, and then at nighttime, right around Shkia, Mincha, around Shkia time, that's what we're talking about, that you're supposed to daven at those times. Anyone who doesn't is not doing a genuine tefillah. Because we see that you're supposed to daven at those times, that seems to be what you're supposed to do. But other Amoraim said the opposite, that you're not supposed to do mincha at right around Shkia time. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to curse a person who would daven mincha at that time. My time, oh, why? Dilma mitrafa lachayte. Because maybe something's going to come up at that last second. If you're waiting until the very last second to daven mincha, until you're not allowed to daven anymore, so maybe something's going to come up, you're going to miss mincha, so that's going to be a big problem, so they didn't like doing that. Now, back to our Mishnah. Someone who is traveling in a dangerous place, they should say a short tefillah. They should shorten their tefillah, and we say, back to the Mishnah. And then we say, Bechol Parsha Sa'ibor, included in the tefillah, said, Bechol Parsha Sa'ibor, at every Parsha Sa'ibor, their need should be before you. So what's this referring to? My Parsha Sa'ibor. Amar Chlis Amar Mar Okva, Afil B'Shasha Ha'kam Esmal Ha'alem, Evra Ki'isha Ubra Yiv, Kol Tzarchayam Ofanecha. So Marukva was over of Chistan, and in Marukva, this means that even at a time that you're angry at us, like a pregnant woman, what exactly that means is a bit of a discussion. You call Tzarchayim Lufanecha, you should still take care of us. Ikida Amrei, Amar Chista, Amar Marukva, Afil B'Shashayim over Maldivrei Torah, you call Tzarchayim Lufanecha. Even at times that we are over Aldivrei Torah, we are transgressing the Torah, still you should take care of our needs. Now, we are talking about other versions. The Gemara brings different versions of what this Tfilah Katsara is. So now it says the Gemara. Someone who's traveling in a dangerous place with animals and robbers around, you should say a tefillah katara. What is this tefillah katara? Rabbi Elazar says, what the tefillah is you should say, do your will in the heavens above. Say nachas ruach le'reacha mitachas, and give us peace to those who fear you below. Do what's good. Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefillah, do what's good in your eyes, because again, we don't always know what's best for us. Hashem does. You should listen to us. Rabbi Yeshua had a different version. Rabbi Yeshua omer, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, listen to the cries of the Jewish people. Vasim Mehira Bakashasam, and fulfill their request. Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefillah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok had a different version. Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, listen to the cries of the Jews. Vasim Mehira Bakashasam, Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefillah. Okay, Achirim Omer Machirim say, Tarchayam Chayisrael Merubim, that the needs of your people are many, Vedaitim Katsar, but their minds are limited. Yeratum Lufanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shefzitin Lachol Echad, Viacha Kefar Nasasa, that you should give everyone what they need. Lachol Gviya, Vigviya Deimach Sora, and everyone should have what it lacks. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzvilam, Rav Huna says, Halacha Kachirim, that would be the Tzvil Katsar that we say. We don't really say that in this topic. Next week, we're going to get into Tzvil Chaderach. This is Daf Chav Tes Amun Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.